I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The NBA Finals, again, we said earlier today, it starts tomorrow. We'll see. I think everybody kind of has a Thunder and Five vibe going on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but what's funny is my friends in the desert have been counting out the Pacers in every series that they've played so far. So it kind of feels like...
Why start now? Why stop now?
Well, that might be the wrong idea, right? I mean, this is the most lopsided as far as the favorites going into it NBA Finals we've seen. So clearly people think this Thunder team, 68 wins, they've absolutely rolled through with the exception of the Denver series. They rolled through the postseason. People want to put this into the pantheon of great NBA teams of all time. I'm not there, but people want to, and I think that's helping out the spread, at least what my buddies in Vegas thinks about it.
There is a part of me that I want the Pacers to win, because
just for that reason
the
alone.
The NBA crowned the Cavs about four times this year, and every time I had to be the guy that goes, they haven't won diddly squat yet. Don't crown them. Let them do it. Because one, it's a two-parter. One, you completely minimize how hard it is to win in the NBA if you crown somebody before they crown themselves. And two, When you minimize that, you lose all respect for the whole process. And oh, by the way, more teams get crowned and then failed than teams that get crowned and then crown themselves. So there's a part of me that the troll part of me, the person that wants chaos, wants Pacers to win this series big.
Or more about the idea that if this was happening to the Cavs, you'd be livid about it. I just know you well enough to know that if this same thing was happening where you entered, again, the series against Cleveland, against us, we were heavy favorites. Even into game five, we were favored in that game. Like, it's still in every way, in every individual game, not only the series to start off, but then every individual game, we were the favorite. And then you fast forward to the series after that, and the same thing happened in that Knicks series. And like, if I'm a Pacers fan, I'm just livid. It's Rodney Dangerfield. I can't get no respect around here.
But the NBA Finals is a great place to put on your thinking cap if you're not in the NBA Finals. And I think so much of the heart of every question we've asked, all the big guests, we had John Fanta on yesterday, we asked him, we've had Fedor on, we've had every big name, Joe Varden, all the big names you can imagine, we've had on, and we've asked this question, or asked some question that pulls to this answer. Is change necessary for the Cavs? But what we really mean is change necessary for the Cavs to make the finals?
Yeah, and I just don't know the way the NBA is set up right now that this is the time that you need to feel like you got to shake it up. Now, I want them to. I've been very about the idea that if a trade happens, go ahead and do it. But I'm also in the other side, maybe the devil on my shoulder is like, well, wait a second. The East is pretty wide open. It doesn't feel like the way that this core four is set up, and even if the puzzles don't fit perfectly, do you need a perfectly fit puzzle to make it to the NBA Finals?
To make it to the Finals, no. To win the NBA Finals, yes.
And so maybe that's where there's a little bit of a push from Kobe Altman. Like, he's got to figure out what he has to do. Because if we're dividing it up, like, if you can make it to the NBA Finals without changing up anything, because you don't need to be perfect, but maybe to get past the Thunder or whoever comes out of the West, you'll need to. Like, are you happy if you're the Cavs, and you are looked at the same way the Pacers are going into this NBA Finals? You're an Indiana fan.
You're just lucky to be there?
Not lucky to be there. An overwhelming underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you happy with that?
Well, to me, it's more...
If we fast forward next year and that's the result, you are an overwhelming underdog, but you did make it to the finals. Would Kobe Altman have been proved right or wrong if he stands pat?
Does anybody want to be the Yankees from the World Series last year?
You got destroyed. There's no debating that, but you still are in the World Series. Like there, I think there are some people that would...
Take just being there?
I'm going to use the word settle intentionally. Yes, there are people that would settle for that thinking.
I think to make the finals, I think you can go along as this and just hope you get lucky. And you change around the pieces and the benches and we'll see, right? Well, let's see if you can alter 6 through 8 and then we'll go from there.
See, because that feels almost like you're like the Raptors up against that KD team where it was like, yes, we're just waiting for a KD injury and then a KD injury happened and now you're a world champion.
Yeah, but I think you're waiting for that just to get.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NBA Finals. Like, you're going to need a Jaylen Brown tears his ACL just to get to the NBA Finals as currently constructed. But if we talk about to win, guys, they don't fit together. And I don't know why. I actually do know why. We love the team. We love the guys. We watched Darius for 6 or 7 years now. He is a guy who plays hard. He plays with a heart. And he's got incredible
skill.
We've
invested a lot of time into this
team.
Evan
Mobley, Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell now. I mean, Donovan's a short timer compared to the core of this team. That being said, the number one thing that matters once you get past, like it used to be, do you have more talent than everyone else? That's the way the NBA operated for 20 years, 30 years, 40 damn years. And talent coagulated in these pools, and then came fit. The problem is the balance across the NBA. You might say the NBA, I'm talking about the top 12 teams of the NBA.
Right.
The balance is about as even as you can get, even with OKC looking like a potential super team. The balance is even as it's get, which all of a sudden that takes down the overall idea of talent, meaning just get a bunch of superstars and throw them out on the court together. And all of a sudden what rises is the importance of fit. And Donovan and Darius don't fit together. That's proven. Evan and Jarrett don't fit together. And then there's the bigger picture fit, which I've talked about, which is do Darius, Donovan, and Evan fit together, meaning two ball dominant guards and a big who needs more touches.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's as clear as day. If you want to be more than a team that gets spanked in the second round of the playoffs, because they haven't been competitive, and I think that's important. If this was a 7-game series against Indiana, if last year, two straight, it's game 7. Teams lose game 7s. It's a coin flip, right? I can lose that way. I can't lose in a 5-game set again like this. And that calls for change. That calls for hard change. And that can be tough. And by the way, you can screw it up probably easier than you can get it right. But this is what good organizations done. Boston has done the same thing. Now, they don't have a core 4. Their core 2 has stayed intact. We might get to a point this offseason where their core 2 isn't intact anymore. Like, if you want...
They've consistently
changed across the NBA. Seems like it's almost it's just a foregone conclusion at this point. It seems like all these teams are changing as often as they can.
But they've consistently rearranged the deck chairs around their best players. And with Love, Darius and Donovan are superfluous. There's just too much overlap there. And I hate it because I want to keep watching both of them. I love watching them. But if that's the choice you have to make. You want to keep watching Darius and Donovan together and Evan and Jarrett together, or do you want to win a championship? That's the choice. And if the Cavs are like, you know what, we sell a lot of tickets, we are really enjoying winning 64 games in the regular season, then God bless you.
And if the NBA is starting to feel a little bit more like Major League Baseball, where it's like you punch your ticket in and you have a chance,
yeah,
then they're just going to look like it as, we need some breaks and a good roll of the proverbial dice in order to make this thing work.
216-474-0092. Is change necessary for the Cavs to make the finals? Maybe not. But change is necessary for the Cavs to win the finals. And there's never been a better time to change than right now. Don't believe me? Watch the NBA Finals. Watch the NBA Finals and tell me this Cavs team can compete in that NBA Finals, and you're going to have your darn answer. Robert Horry in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.